Okay, that, but we'll basically have to find the exact Maram Kermis on that to help us.
I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
The way that I, because if you look back in our sugya, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to look for a rye one way or the other. Mm-hmm. If you look back in the sugya, right, you had the sugya's issue here was, by. You had kibud av em and kibud amakum,
mm-hmm.
right? And you had machlokas chinabai in Rava, and in Rava shita, which is ein nedarim nishalim l'chacham, the way we understood the Ran, the way I understand the Ran, is he was saying that if you'll allow kibud amakum, let's say, or kibud av em, depending on which shita Ran you're going in,
mm-hmm.
that it'll be a blanket heter, and then people will just stop going to the Chachamim Bichlal.
Right.
Okay. The Rush seems to learn a little differently. He seems to learn that if you allow this blanket heter, someone will be matir for themselves, and they don't know that Achera Mochlim Lo V'Hu Eino Mochel Lo. It's not that people Bichlal will stop going to a Chacham. It's that one particular person will be matir for himself, Ein Nishalim L'Chacham.
Right.
And so if you would learn that in this sugya you need a Hataras Chacham, then you understand how the Rosh is learning. You don't need to say everybody will stop going to Chachamim. You don't need to say Rav is saying everybody will stop going to Chachamim. Even if in general people are going. But one person will be matur for himself, Shaloka Halacha. Okay. Whereas if you learn that you don't need Hatar in this situation, which is what I'm saying is the Ran is learning, then you can't say such a shita. You have to say what's Rava saying, that people, all people, will stop going.
And what's the problem there?
What's the problem? I don't know. I don't know why the Chachamim were upset with nobody going to Chachamim for. I assume that he would still agree that for Harata you need a Chacham. It's only a question of Tos and maybe Pesach. I mean, everybody agrees Tosh you don't need, and I think everybody agrees Chorot you do need. The question is, what's the status of Pesach?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what I, you know, I started off asking that question. Is there a machlokas between the Ran and the Rosh on Pesach, whether it needs a Taras Chacham?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say that perhaps a raya that the Ran learns that it doesn't need a Taras Chacham is that he learns Ravashita this way, that everybody will stop going to. I mean, did you not understand the Ran learning Ravashita that way? Because you asked what's the problem with it, so and I don't know what the problem with it is, but I thought that's the way we were learning Ravashita in the Ran.
I thought the final problem was the fact that they need a Chacham. Now, if he's saying they don't really need a Chacham, and the problem has to do with the fact that everyone is going to be mad to themselves, so we have to find, Tzavikol said, what's the problem with that? Where are they going? Where are they going wrong?
I mean, I saw it in the Ran's Lashon is de kol echad. It's the second line. De kol echad ve'echad poteach pesach ze la'atzmo. I hear you could read that differently.
See, but you understand the Sforchit saying it is that if the problem is that you can't. Then Chazal, it's enough to make exer just because one person will do that.
Yeah.
That's his svarah chitzayna. Does that necessarily have to be? Maybe taka for one person, that wouldn't be a reason to prevent everyone from using that.
Well, I didn't mean one anymore. One person dafka, although you see such a thing by Shofar and McGill and things like that. But I didn't mean one person dafka. I just meant, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, we're worried about individual people not getting a proper hatar on their neder, as opposed to people will be chalal just stop going to chachamim to be matzah than dedorim, which are like just a whole different kind of a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the second sheet of the Ran says that he's saying Rabbi Eliezer Bichlal doesn't hold from this shita. If you say it really needs a hatara, I mean, of course, obviously, in the end of the day, the Rush is learning differently, right? The Rush is learning that you need a hatara. And I don't know whether the Rosh is learning the first sheet in the Ran or the second sheet in the Ran, because the Rosh has that same problem. The same problem that causes the Rosh to say, the Ran to say two sheetas, the Rosh is also going to have that problem. I don't know which sheeta the Rosh is going in.
Mm-hmm.
But if he were going in the second sheeta, so and saying that Rabbi Eliezer Bichlal doesn't hold from this Gezerah, so then you have to give an answer for why he doesn't hold from the Gezerah, even though you need a Torah, and people will give a blanket answer. So I guess you have to say that the answer is that if people know that you need a chacham, he holds, everybody knows you need a chacham, and everybody's going to go, and nobody's going to be matur for themselves,
right,
even, and therefore
right,
they
that,
won't
that
do it.
That definitely is a way to,
so
right,
to start, once you give that for the Rosh, you can give it for the Ron also. Okay,
mm-hmm,
fine.
Mm-hmm. okay, let me then. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll you ready?
Yeah.
You have all the machines that you...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Oh, we're ready on? Yeah. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Okay, shkoich for the extra mysterious nefesh over here this morning. All right, grace chus. All right, Torah with mysterious nefesh. This past week's daf is daf Samach Hey. Ninth perek of Maseches Nedarim. Let's see the first sugi starting on top of the Amud Tanya. Amud Ano Mechaver Imatirin Le'el Befonov. Zok the Gemara. Yeah, it is a halacha. Hamudu ma chavera ei matirin loy elo befonov. Now, in general, this is a halacha that someone made a nether which affected someone else. Let's say he asked hano. Let's say his hano, right, from someone else. Is that halacha ei matirin loy elo befonov? That it's also for him to, right, and I'm use that word may lightly, might be more than that, but ein matirin lo elo befonov, that the hatorah has to be in front of the person that he's mudr from. Let's say, so Reuven asers himself from Binenna from Shimon, and we'll see where else it applies as we discuss this, but let's talk about this case. So Reuven asers hano from Shimon. So if and when Reuven wants to be matir this nether, it has to be done in front of Shimon. Let's see the Ran, right? Ran will give us a little more understanding on what's behind this. Zok the Ran, Tanya, Amud Ano Mechaver Ein Matirin Lo Elo Befonov. Zok the Ran, Ikaman De Omer Davka Shekarenu De Tzorei Chaver. Okay, so the Ran starts off in a saying like this, that there is a shita in the Rishonim seemingly, that this whole halacha only applies if the nether is to the benefit of his friend. Benefit of his friend. And he says, like the cases that the Gemara discusses is such. Kineder shenoda moish liyisra leisha vimoy lahanosa. The Gemara actually, as a source to this halacha, the Gemara talks about the neder that Moshe Rabbeinu made to Yisroi, the neder that he'll stay with him. Vayoyel Moshe loset loshevas esoyish. That has the Gemara translates the Yosh from a Yoyos loshen of Olo loshen of a shvua. He made a shvua to Yisroi that he will remain living there. And as the Gemara is continues that when Bnei Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu to come back to the tribe, it wasn't just a command to come back from the tribe, but it really was a hatorah. He was talking about hatorah, and the hatorah should be befonov. Akoponim, so the Ran is showing that the type of neder that we're talking about is a neder which is the tzor chaveru. So that case that we start off with, one could think about whether that would be considered l'tzor chaveru. If Reuven asks himself, he will not have anoa from Shimon, right? So, you know, is that l'hanoa Shimon? I don't know, Ken McLaren. I would have thought not, right? You know, unless you know, for some reason Shimon's trying to save money and he's concerned that that Reuven is gonna, right? But on the normal circumstances, right? You know, such an nether, you know, is, you know, You know, the fact that he's okay, but there could be some kind of specific scenario in that which could make it litzarich.
But did the Ron say that case? Or that was the example we gave.
That's the example we gave. Uh-huh. Right? Hamud, see, because like this, the Brayse says Hamuda Hano Mechaveri. Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, how would we translate that? Right? Like in the context, let's say of Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, God was a shoe over there, right? But even if we would put it into Nedarim terms, and we'll talk to see about this, right? You know, as we know that there is some kind of context that if you want, being that Nedarim really work with Yisurim, and you know it's not mechayev me to do something. So if he wants them to obligate himself, let's say to stay by Yisroel, so he could be toiler that in Nidorm, that if I leave, right, then it'll be Neser on me called Perisha Ba'olam. Right? Now that in itself, one could the Ran talks about this later, about such a thing. In other words, what would you consider that neder? Right? See, on the one hand, that neder, right, it's upholding something which is to someone's benefit. Right? But the actual neder itself of not eating peres ba'olam, you know, is not really, you know, doesn't benefit him. Right? Mm-hmm. So how would you dance such a thing? Right? The Ran later, I think, talks about this, and maybe this might be a machlokes rishonim about this. Right? But akoponim, so to get the case of hanuda hamuda hanom mechaver, just into the words of the Braisa, hamuda hanom mechaver, according to this shita, that this is only if it's lahanoas chaveroi, so you'll have to like work out exactly what the case is. That how is that person having hanom from this nether? Okay, so let's see the Ran. So the Ran continues and he says, "Ukshua sityol nulchanetz the ma'aseh v'somoch." And again, like this is the second case that the Gemara talks about such a thing. And over there also, shahoysel l'te'altoi, that again there was a shu over there, kidei shaloi yevazuhu. As you see in the Gemara, that the point of that shvul was that he shouldn't be embarrassed. So he didn't want the Kiyot to be megala to reveal something that he did, which could have caused him embarrassment. Avol neder shenod l'shloilu tzarech aveiroi matirin l'shloi b'fonov. That's the shita that if it's not l'tzarech aveiroi, then he can be matir l'shloi b'fonov. Now, so the Ran just brought this as a Shitas Rishonim, without any explanation why that should be so. Now the Ran continues and he says as follows: "Mestavra do hamil satayo b'may de pligi b'yushami b'taimo de'in matir noy el b'fonu." The Ran says that it would seem that this halacha, right, whether it's limited to a neder, which is to the benefit of his friend, is really totally on a machlekes in the Yushami what the reason for this halacha is. What's taka the reason that ain't my friend Matin El Bifonov? Zokdaran, di command the Omar Hoss in the time of the Mills of Nehabusha. One man on the Yushami, which explains this halacha, the basis of this halacha is Nehabusha. Kloima. She is Bayish Mechaveroi, the one who made the nether. Now, when he's coming to be Shoyel, we want him to be embarrassed from his friend. Shahaneder Hoyel Lehana Osoi. That he really originally made a nether which benefited him, and now he wants to be martyred. So that reasoning is only applicable if the nether was lehano osoy holav hochi mash madamatino isem fishle befono. If that's the reason, so if the nether was not lehanos chaveroi, then he could be matarid even shle bifono. Now let's hear this over here. What is the pshat haka in this tanya shalom? Rama says that this halacha is based on this, that we want to put the one who made the nether, the one who's he's being shoyl right now on his nether, we want to put him into a a difficult situation. Want him to be mizbayish mechaveray when he's shoyel. Apparently, that we're trying to prevent him really from being shoyel over here. Now, see, b'muskovishin, this would bother us a little bit because we're familiar with the memories of how bad nidorim are, and even if you have an eder, you should be shoyel on it. That's the halacha why nidorim is davar sheyesh matirin, right? Because it's mitzvah l'shoyel, right? And over here it seems to be on the contrary that Chazal are setting up a situation to prevent the person who's holding by being shoyel, you know.
It's also the raya from Yisro. It's a little difficult. Hashem wants him to be matzah the neder, and he says, "Go to Yisro to embarrass yourself, that you'll be embarrassed to ask Yisro, as if like to say, not to do it, because you'll be embarrassed to do it." But Hashem wants him to do it.
Yeah.
So
okay,
it's a little bit.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You have to understand that. So like this. It would seem to me, and I want to hear what the M has to say about this, but it would seem to be like this. And let's just put that question on the side, right? But that's maybe a question which is conscious. But what is without that issue? What is the purpose of this? So the pshat over here is like this. Is it mean in general? Right? We know this. The takas hachalocha. A person obligates himself to something. You have even lechmekach memka, right? Such a there are halachas, and a person, even if he hasn't obligated himself in a monetary way, but to back out from an agreement is not ben odom lachaveira, is not such a simple thing. In the context of mekach memka, I mean, obviously it's to the benefit of that person. He wants to buy or sell that thing, right? And there's a concept of mishapora. Right, and right, even without the mishapara, so that could be the concept over here that once he agreed to do something for his friend to the extent that he made it binding, right, with a shvuah, true that there's halacha that you could take off a shvuah, that's true, but once someone committed himself and the other person is counting on that hatova that was granted to such an extent, then it's improper to back out from such a thing like that. But that's the general concept. Now, when we bring it to Nedarim, what we might find over here is like this, that in as much as a neder is something which Chazal tell us that it's not a commendable thing to be under a neder because you might be over, but le'idach kisa, that the Bein Olam HaChaveri aspect over here could be that you see over here an important thing over here that is a greater concern that once the nether was made and one obligated him to something which is to the benefit of his friend, so then it's improper really to back out from such a thing like that, and even if a nether was made, we don't want him to back out, and that's what the base of this halacha over here is that this halacha which makes it difficult for him to back out, because it's improper to back out from a committed hatova to someone else.
It's a sugya mechus emunah.
I mean, it'll have to do with that, right? It'll be that concept. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what?
Mechus emunah, right? It's trust. That's what it means. Right? This is a lack in trust. That's
the definition of mishpah. If you didn't make an actual kinyan, but you said you were going to do something.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean? What is it? I don't just know what it means. No chusar amana, meaning that you make yourself a not trustworthy person by doing it.
It's an act of non-trust, like backing out of some degree of a commitment.
There's no tavia available on Besdin, but Besdin will say Mishapar.
Mm-hmm.
Opposite
Mishapar. Now, are we only bothered by this in a case where he got something in exchange, or Davka where he didn't get something in exchange, or both?
Well, let's see, we're bothered this by the reasoning here, right? That the reasoning over here seems to be that we're trying to prevent him from backing out, which the Rana is explaining the basis. This is applies to another that was for a person's benefit.
Right, but when we say that it's for a person's benefit because I made this neder for your benefit because you gave me something in return?
No.
Or lav dafka?
Lav dafka. Okay. I would think lav dafka.
Okay, fine.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Busha is like the mishapah.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, I guess so. Matsim Chazal set up this mishpar is like a klol, that's what it is. So that would prevent a person from backing out. So this busha is also such a thing. Right. Now let's hear, Mark. Let's hear your question. Let's see if we what we. But before we go further, is that how everyone understood it? Or how did you understand?
A little different.
Oh yeah. How do they say? Yeah.
They say to make sure that it's a legitimate Pesach. In other words, it would dissuade him from making a Pesach that is invalid. I guess if they're watching what Pesach you're making, the guy's expecting you to get something, so he wants to make sure that everything's perfect.
Since it affects him, so he will. He's against the backing out, so he'll try to find problems.
Right? They
cite somebody on that.
It says they hope that the shame of facing the recipient while denying him a promised benefit will discourage the vower from utilizing a false or inadequate opening. And then it says, "Mi'iri si the Nemuke Yosef."
Okay, those are his sources. Now, see, I think the ha'ora that would bother us is that he's doing it in front of a chacham, right? Chacham, that's it's not the person over here, in as much as he's trying to get out of it, but it has to get by the chacham. So, why should we think?
To me, it sounds like it's an extension or similar to the. That the person might lie about it. That's also in front of a chacham. You could argue the same thing. How does it get past chacham?
Well, chacham doesn't know that he's lying. But you want to say over here?
It's
a lie issue. That's what it is.
It says false, right, or inadequate.
It should have said mishum sheker.
So he said he'll be embarrassed. That calls embarrassment. False thing.
He'll be embarrassed. Okay, but still, it's the issue is that he's going to say a sheker. And this guy's going to make sure he doesn't say a sheker. That's the way he's speaking it out. For saying it.
Right, but the busha creates integrity. Guy's going to have a harder time shirking with Bezdin and lying about it and making up a false Pesach if the Baal Dov is right there.
I hear you. But when you heard busha,
no.
The Ron doesn't speak it out that way.
There is a difference between. Nogeya Bedaver watching over you as compared to, going to the,
See, if it's a Shalav Sheker, then the Chacham doesn't know that, and so it's just, so between you and him,
even if it's inadequate, one could say a Svara that, you go to the office and he's doing 100 a day, he's not going to be watching as carefully as the guy that, already figured out how to,
Yeah, okay.
Right, now this whole Cheshbon and the Ron doesn't work according to the Muki Yosef and the Muri.
What?
This should be even if it was not Lutzorko.
Why?
Because he could be Meshaker in any. He could be Meshaker to get out of any Neder. It doesn't have to be that it was to the guy's benefit.
But how would doing it be fun of. If the guy doesn't care, where would there be?
Oh, because he's not going to call him out on the sheker. Okay, I know he's being mashaker, and he's not going to say anything.
Yeah, okay. That's what I would understand.
Okay, but I'd
like to see him inside because he said two things: false or inadequate. I'd like to see what you and Rogers actually said.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm not saying it falsely. Learning on my own, I want to be so careful.
Reading it out. Okay, so this is from Rishonim, right? This is okay. Okay, right. What you're saying over. Okay, thank you for telling us that. Now let's hear Michael. Your Shiloh over here.
By the way, just as I didn't you spoke explicitly. The Rabbanin did this. It sounded like you were holding that this is Durabanan that they made them go and do it b'fanav mipnei abusha. I don't think I was necessarily understanding this was Rabbanan.
I thought maybe
this was Daraisa.
Well, we could talk about that. I wasn't Dafka saying that, and that's a Mokum Diyun also. Let's Taka think about this for a moment. Right, so the Gemara, let's Taka see the Gemara, and then we'll discuss it. Right?
I didn't mean to dissuade you from asking my question. I just don't. You were asking my question by Hashem and Moshe.
Let's see if we could get by that. Go back to Mitzrayim. The Rebbe Shlom told Moshe, "Go to Midian." Actually, he told him, "Bimidian." Bimidian, go back to Mitzrayim, which we saw in the previous sugya already. This idea, this was the maramokim to being shoyl with a noilad. A machlekes over there, kimesu misa on the one hand is noilad, anis is not noilad, and seems to be machlekes exactly who these people were in the original Maisa that were malchin on Moshe Rabbeinu. Were they necessarily Dos Navirim or not? Right? Akoponim, but that's based on the fact that there was a Shua. So this Gemara tells us a little more the Mokka to the Shua. The Gemara says as follows. Bereshon told him, might go to Omaloi b'midyan adarta leich v'hatin adarecha b'midyan. Now it's like a little general, right? I don't know if Midian would have been sufficient. I mean, maybe at this time, you know, let's say he was facing the Midbar, right? He was right with the tzayin. Go back to Midian. I guess the there's an implication over here, right? To go, you know, to Midian. Somewhere which makes a difference, and the understanding of that is back to in front of the person who you made an edit to, right? That piece is not explicit here,
right? The Ritvado makes a point on this.
He says
that's why he uses his araya that you don't need midaito.
Yeah,
because just going to Midian alone was to do it the fun of a filo bar karcho.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
The Ritvado
again going to Mitzrayim, right?
He's going back to Mitzrayim. But this that he went to be Matan and Neder B'midyan.
Uh-huh.
So the Ritva learns, and I think there's a question. Does this have to be with Hiskaskam or even Bal Korcho? That's a whole question. I think the Ron's waiting to run discuss it. But the Ritva, I think, comes out that you can do it Bal Korcho. I think that's the way he comes out. And he uses this as one of his rayas that. That it just says B'midyan, and just therefore just going to Midyan alone was enough, even without Yisro being maskim. And he has his other rayas.
Right. But the understanding of Minyan is Bifnei Mishanodar, right? That's what Midyan, that's the understanding of Minyan. Akoponim. Now this dechsev goes back on the fact that there was an eder over here. Vayhatin derecha. Dechsev yel Moshe. Ein ola l'shua dechsev vayava ite ba'olo. It's like interesting that, you know, we need to bring a pasuk in Yecheskel for this, right? There's the accountant's pasuk in the Torah, which also you used such a lashna. You probably would bother by this question.
No, I should have been.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I didn't have a chance to check the mafarshim and see if someone's murdered this. Akoponim, so let's see it.
It's like, yeah? Suspicious or coincidental that it's bringing a raya from the next story, right? But Ola is a reference to the story of Nebuchadnezzar.
Is that it? I didn't have that. I thought that also, they bring up this apostle in Yecheskel. Is that what this is referring to? Is that referring to the Maisa of Nebuchadnezzar? Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, I I didn't have that.
I don't know how that answers your question, but it just seems to be like a interesting.
Okay, so let's see. Let's not hear this. Okay, so let's just hear what happened over here. Okay, so Yisroi made Moshe Rabbeinu make a shvua to him that he was going to stay, as the pasuk says, Lo Sheves Esayish. Right, that is describing what the shvua was. The Rishon comes to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that he has to do a shlichus to go be the Moshin Shal Yisrael, go to Mitzrayim. He has to leave, and Baruch Shleilam relates to the fact that he made a shvua. And Rishon says, be mater. Right? See, Agav over here. You know, you see something about the heter, right? Who was matter to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He was matter to himself, apparently, right? So maybe like that it seems to be over there. The Chochum could be matter to himself. Such a loch, I'll see how that stems with the Acher Moichlin Loi.
Was it Bunshan matter
out of him? But he did it in Midian? Let's see, the Loshen of the Vishonim.
Hashem said to him, go be matanev. It sounds like the mashal says what we were saying a minute ago.
That what?
Asks a question. The question gives my answer.
That what?
Why we go to Yecheskel when we have and he gives the answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, so let's hear what happened over here. Okay, so he made a shvua l'toivas Yisroi. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo told him to be matter it, and he was instructed to do it b'fnei Yisrael. Right? So that's the source to this halacha that has to be done b'fnei chaveru. Now let's hear over here. Now on the one hand. It's an interesting thing over here. I mean, Baruch Shalom, you know, want him to do something, but on the other hand, it's Hilchos Nedarim, right? You know, there's no exceptions over here, right? You know, there's a Shulchan Aruch, there's a Torah, you know? I mean, I don't know if there's a Torah, there's a kind of Torah. It's also, you know, I don't know exactly how this works exactly. I wonder, Taka.
Might this be a din also by Goyim?
So I don't know. Is there bechlal a concept by goyim of hatorah? It sounds like from Nebuchadnezzar that he wasn't aware that there's such a thing, right? Yeah, right. Koyim matan Torah is a musig of hatorah. I mean, hatorah is safe called safe. Even like we're saying that maybe it works with tam tois, but it's luchara, a chiddush dikadin that you can make a tois on it.
So you're saying it's pashat that the goyim had nedarim and they had to keep the nedarim. It's just not so pashat they could be matur.
Right. This is right. This to me is a davar chodosh that a neder means quite matan Torah, right?
Historically, I'm saying there were many times when the shores, where Shabbat with Ef Melech and then Avraham with even with Lava.
Right. So we see that the guidelines of Nedarim, the fact that it has a Hatara, and therefore the guidelines of Hatara apply even Koyd Matan Torah. He didn't Koyd Matan Torah. L'chor, the fact that the Ovis, and B'Mesor, they may be kept Torah Kodem Shenitna, but this is not so poshut, right? As if that's maybe L'Hachmer HaLatzmon, right? Mm-hmm. But to be Mekel, the concept of a heter, not so poshut.
The Jack of my two sisters, because that's what Christ all needed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah, yes. I'm just still.
Right, but there, that's because he wasn't technically usher, so he wasn't machmir.
Correct, but it should be something here. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't technically mitzuva in.
No, but we're saying even goyim had to keep their nedarim. He didn't have the heter of the Torah to be matur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
What?
Yeah, he was saying.
Very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saying good. Yeah. Akoponim. So let's see what we want to know. So it's like this. So he made a neder. A neder is binding. The nether was Lutzerich Yisrael, and therefore it's applicable this din that Matirin Bifonov. That means that, you know, Seif Kol Seif, he obligated himself, right? Let's say, according to the different reasonings over here, that, but whatever it is, the din is that it has to be Bifonov in order to create this situation of Busha. So that's what had to be done. Let's talk about the time. Let's say that he was saying over from the Meiri, right? The basis of the Pesach over here was Kimesu, right? Right. That's what's moving in the sugi before. Whether Noilad or not Noilad, right? But you know, whatever. If it was Noel, you could be mad with Noel. If it wasn't Noel, it's a shame. You know, a problem with Noel, but that was the Pesach. Right? The Pesach was the reason why, as the Rishonim tell us, that the reason why Moshe agreed, it's Mavur in the Sugya, that he agreed is only because he figured it wasn't a get to go back anyways. Right? It wasn't relevant to go back to Mitzrayim anyways. That's why he agreed to make the Shvuah to Yisrael, right? Because it wasn't relevant to go back to Mitzrayim anyways, because there were people that were out to kill him. Right? That's how the Rishonim explained this Gemara over here. That's Bechal, how
he didn't know that his system had a nevuah about him before he was born. He's the Mashiach of Yisrael.
Okay, that's a good point. That is a good point. I don't know.
I mean, what point are you asking that? You're asking that at the point that he made the neder?
Yeah.
So then Bichlal, he never had intention for the neder?
Right. He was doing with the nevuah.
I mean, then he was saying divrei sheker. It's a little bit difficult. He's saying, I know I'm going back down, but I'm going to tell him I'm not going back down.
To look at that parish, and whatever he's saying is Moshe Rabbeinu has a good Pesach. The question is does the reason that the gezeirah still makes sense, and I think it would. Is that a person would be more careful?
Okay. I was trying to say over here is, I mean, the reasoning over here.
I was saying I would say the other way.
Right. Well,
Hashem told him he's got a good Pesach.
Right.
Kimesu. However you understand Kimesu, right. Hashem is giving him the Pesach. It's for sure a good Pesach.
Right.
So why does he have to go in front of Yisro? To make sure that Hashem is right?
No. It's that there's a general Pesach that you have to do it Bifama. That was a gzera that they made so that a person would be embarrassed.
It's a little plug. Even though Taka, he has a good Pesach, he has to do it anyway.
But clearly, I don't think we're choshish that Moshe's Pesach wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if that's so, then that also brings out another point. You want to know before what is the Din Drabon and Din Daraisa. I mean, according to that, that Taka would sound like. Taka sometimes sounds like it's Drabon Digadin, if that's what it is, right? If we want him to. Right, so that's usually not a deraisa dikedin that there are conditions that set up a person to make sure that he's
not
truthful.
Mashaker, right?
Right. Yeah. So it's interesting that
either
that
works
that
or it doesn't
that
work.
That means they were reckoning with a gzera sometime in the future, right? Even though it was royally innocent, but it's an interesting thing. Or alcohol, maybe see if I care.
The divans, right?
What?
They were mapping all the divans. Eruvin, right? So
yeah, okay, right. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard it once said that what they were makabel by Purim, that they weren't makabel earlier, is they said, we don't know what the Rabbanan are going to be masakin on us. That's what they weren't.
Oh, that's check. Kimu, the Kibru. Kimu is the past, Kibru is the future. Yeah. Maybe.
I don't remember exactly how the person said it, but I remember they wanted to make this chiluk, and I don't remember who they said it from, so sorry.
Right. So, akoponim, so let's say it's according to that, and I mean, according to this. So I mean, Shlomo is saying that the whole thing didn't apply in this in the reasoning didn't really apply over here. The Pesach was a verified Pesach that he was using over here. Didn't really apply. Nevertheless, you know, that's the halacha. So everyone's bound today. Everyone's bound to that. So that's why it had to have been befonov. Right, so we can't really ask any questions whether the reasoning is applicable. Let's see. According to what I was saying, let's see. That's what Michael was asking. That let's see over here he. To say that we want him to not to follow through, that's taka difficult over here. I mean, definitely, I'm not sure how to juggle that. Mitzad echad is a shlichus he has to do, but mitzad echad is a ben el machaver, right? That's Moshe Rabbeinu tiny tonight in the 3 days in the midbar. Aaron ben el machaver, right? What's gonna, right? Right? I was with the shlichus, you know. That's not my geshef, right? You know, ben el machaver, right? You know, have the drach miyish lamokim, you know. And that's.
And you could say, you could give a similar answer though. You could say it's like a low flute. We in general we wanted him to have the busha so that he wouldn't do it. And so it's the same thing here, even though Hashem really Taka wanted him to do it, but nevertheless, that's the din.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. Maybe.
That's right. It's not Shaykh that was in Hashem is to do something that's not the Rechad Achinayim. It has to be that Hashem wants to do it in this way. That's part of the Shaykh.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that when you do it in front of the person, so, you know, there's less of a bad feeling, in other words, generally, if I promised you something and don't deliver, so if I at least explain to you the good excuse, so then that takes away the sharpness of the doing something against you, you know, like I promised you something, but you know, had I known that, I you know would have needed it later. You know, I went to dumb it, so you know, you're not just all of a sudden blindly pulling the rug under.
Okay, so he's saying a good idea over here. Not so much that we're trying to have the person back out, but we want it to be done in the best way that it shouldn't cause Taka bad feelings. So if you do it in front of him, so he's there, right? So let's just say, according to that, let's touch the busha. I mean, the busha is really, if he's doing it in a situation which is causing him busha, that'll help the other person accept it better. It means if he's being saved with the busha, must be there's a good reason, right? There's a valid reason for him to back out. Okay, that could be a...
You would think that this would only be in a case where you know Vada, he's going to know that you were over on your neder. if he's not going to know that you were over on the neder, then you might as well, you know, then why make him feel bad to tell him, being, you know, go to say, by the way, I'm just telling you, right. Even though you aren't going to find out, I'm over on your netter.
We're sort of not agree with that one.
Who would what?
Visvasananda.
Would not agree with doing it in that case. Oh, because of right.
Asking for Peter Samashmahara. Like, don't tell him that you go to him. Right. Settle your conscience.
Mm-hmm. I tech had a boy come stay after school one time, and he goes, I want to ask you to be mochomi. And I said, oh, I see you hold like the Chafetz Chaim. I didn't say that to him, but...
Okay, very good, very good. Let's see, Leon. So let's go back into the Ran. And the Ran so far is saying, the Ran started off by talking, he's bringing a shita to Shainim Kinera, that this whole halacha only applies if the neder was made l'tzoy chavera. And that the Ran says that whether this halacha is true really should be dependent on the reason for the halacha. And the Ran tells us that there's two shitas in the Yerushalmi, what the reason for the halacha is. He spoke, the first reason is b'pnei habusha. Okay, that's what we discussed. So the whole concept of busha is only relevant if someone is backing out of a toiva that he obligated himself through a neder, through a shvua. So that's where we have this interest of the busha, that it should be done in front of the person that he obligated himself to. Mihu, we're back into the round, but continuing the round now. In your shaman is another sheet that holds that the reason for this halacha is because of chshad kloimer. The man explains this sheet that what is chshad that he'll be suspected of doing something wrong. Kloimer, mimenu loy yoda beheter. If it wouldn't be befun of, so the person that he made the nether to doesn't know that he got a heter, and when he's nether from him, so the other person, you know, will be chayish, will suspect him from being over the nether. Ulahai time feel nether shehu shaloi lahanos chaveira ematir la el befonov. According to this reasoning, so it's irrelevant whether it is there's a benefit or not, but if the nether was to someone else, then he made a nether not to be nena from that person anyway, and now if he will be nena, there'll be a chshad. There will be a chshad. Suspect him of being over the nether. So that's why the nether has to be done in front of him, and the point of in front of him is just that the person should be aware of the nether, of the heter. And the Ran Taka says, there'll be another nafkamino. Sorry from the fact that where this applies only to a neder which is to the hano of the person, and therefore it's only is shaykh busha, but chshad is it shouldn't be limited to such a neder. There's another nafkamino. Manom nachshad kol shahidi uhu matirin loy afilu shloy befonov. That according to this reason of chshad, so the point really is that since if it's not befun of, then we're assuming that the person is not going to know about it. So that's what creates the chshad, because he's not aware. According to that is that if the person knows about it, if you might dear him, then matir lo yafilu shloi befun of the sulek chshado. Then there is no chshad. Right, so according to this, that's the halacha. The halacha befonov is not specifically befonov. The idea is that the heter should be he should know about the heter. So if you could let him know, then it doesn't necessarily have to be befonov. Now someone taka was wondering exactly the guidelines of how this works. So when do you have to be my dear him? Right? You have to let him know beforehand. I plan on being matarit, and therefore, at the time of the hatorah, you're already safe that he knows about it. Could you make that torah and then decide to tell him later? Right? Right? Is there a concern that you know in between he might be over and before he finds out about it?
Is there maybe any chiyuv on the chacham? Or the chiyuv is only on the noder.
I mean, on this halacha at large, Igrata sounds like...
I mean, they punish Sanhedrin, so...
Right, I'm just trying to see over here...
Sanhedrin,
right, from there, right, definitely from there, so it's mashma.
It sounds like they did something wrong.
There is an achrayus on the Chochom. I think that it is mistaver like that. That becomes such a din. You can't make a heter which will cause a chshad, or you can't make a heter which has this other problem. Right? Probably is a halacha which is. It might even. I wonder, you know, who it's really a din on. It might really be halacha, you know, Baker on the Chochom, right? You know, he's the one who's issuing this heter. So we're talking over here that based on the Tam of Chshad, which the Ran tells us that if he's Meidia him, then it really doesn't have to be Befonov, because the point is it's not Halacha specifically Befonov. The point is that he should know about it. So therefore the Ran says, as long as he knows about it, then you don't have the issue. And then we're discussing that at what point exactly do you have to let him know about it? Is that at the time of the Hatar he has to know about it, if he's not going to do it Befonov? Could you do it later? If you do it later, is there an isser to utilize your heter till he finds out about it? Right, all possibilities. Now also. If it's an issue of chshad, let's just think this through for a minute. If it's an issue of chshad over here, so theoretically, you know, this really could apply to any nether, right? Right. Let's just see why it's specifically in this scenario. And there's definitely, if a person makes a nether and someone heard him make the nether, and Shainan sees tomorrow he's not keeping up his nether, then you have the same chshad as you have over here, right? So this halacha over here, so what does it have to do specifically with making a nether to someone else, right?
The Ritva also discusses.
Oh yeah,
this.
He does. Oh okay.
Outside he basically says that people aren't going to know if the hana is coming from him. He's going to know that you're over on the neder. If it has nothing to do with getting hana from them, they're not going to know, and they'll just assume you are mekayim your neder. That's, I think, what.
Okay. So I was going to really ask from both sides, right? If someone makes a neder, that's not to be neder from someone else, right? So I don't think there's any reason. Necessarily, why that person has to know about the nether in the first place, right?
Oh,
I mean, it might be easier for him to be mekayim his nether than the other person. You know, if he's in on what's going on, you know, the person won't make it difficult for him. But theoretically, you know, he's a private zach. You know, I'm making it. I don't want to have that person, whatever it is. You know,
the tummy he doesn't want to get enough from? There were two possible tummies. One is he says, you know, I don't want you to be matriarch to invite me over suitors, and I don't want to be matriarch you. That's one thing. So then he has to let him know.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing is that he hates this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Ah.
So he's not getting the benefit of the neder without really sticking it in the guy's face.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So from there, now I was just being worried that, like, you know, even if it's nether to someone else, does it necessarily mean that the person knows about the nether? So maybe you want to tell me that is like that, but come from the other side of things. That probably the cheshbon, like you're saying, that it's more general thing that a nether which is made, in relation to someone else, the assumption is that person knows about it. Another a nether. Which doesn't affect someone else. No reason no reason to believe that necessarily someone else knows about it. And, you know, that's where these dinim come from. Now, you know, if it's taka, there's taka drabonim digidin, fine. So, you know, so that's how the dinim were set up, you know, based on these things, right? If it was more intrinsic halacha, that, you know, that you're not allowed to cause chashad, so it really should depend on the specific scenario, right? If the nether was made for someone else, and you know, so you're causing chashad, right? The truth of the matter is that really, I mean, there is such a din, even without a specific din drabonon, there is such a halacha. What's the nusach of that? Right, a person's not allowed to nikim, right? Right, that you know, you're not allowed to do something which will cause chashad, right?
And that's not limited to something that's between two of
them. Right.
What?
It's not limited to something that's negiah to the guy.
Right.
I picked up a hitchhiker once in Eretz Israel. We're driving along, and I had a water bottle, and I took out the water bottle to take a drink. I said, "Oh, kavar barachti." And he said, "Chayav la'agid li etzeh."
Yeah. So I wonder that, you know, being such a halacha, so, you know, in the scenario that we just spoke about, myself, a person made an edin from someone else, not affecting that person, right? And So Chayis Nikim would be mechayv like such a case over here. You gotta tell him. So if that's so, then you know, what's relevant this whole halacha over here, right? This is sounds like maybe there's taka two things. One became a nedarim dikadin, right? And then you have your general v'is Nikim, right? Is there really any nachgamina? I don't know. Basically, you know what the benefit of creating an adorim dika halacha if at the end of the day, you know, there's the general is nikim, right? You know, mm-hmm. You have such a thing, right? It's mm-hmm. that's really basically what's behind over here, right? If you let him know, you don't have this halacha, right? And if you don't let him know, then, you know, you have the nikim.
Right.
So basically, right. It's exactly why is there specific another nedorim dikaloch, right? Concerning such things.
Yes, if you say it's like a gzeira, though, then it's saying that even if it doesn't apply, you still have to do it.
But what do we gain by that? See, gzeira usually is in order to uphold something.
And then you make a low plume. Here, yeah. The ikker tam isn't there. And now you're only doing it for the low plume part.
Right. So that's a critical point, a point that one could think about. Okay, let's see. Let's just finish the Gemara over here, and then we'll come back around because it's important to know the Gemara. So Zok the Gemara. The Gemara brings now. Let's see what this Uksiv. It seems to be that this is. We have something here.
Pirego says, "Ayn ran zan reves medu v'fonav im imitunay el v'fonav." I just think that I don't know. V'fonav medu alim neduyev le mi'aka el v'fonav. It creates an additional strength in the creation of the nether that you need the same level of strength to undo it. Just hold on.
Mm-hmm. That would be like a different reason other than these tomb that other than these time that it says in the Yishalmi.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming to answer what question?
Nantuhu b'fanav, ein matiun lo'y el b'fanav. What's the reason for that? Lo'y nehiwa. The Ran says, I don't like the reason. The timer is because it's chashad. Because if the matter, the nidoy not in front of him, then the Buddha will not know.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Okay. I mean, so that's what he's really coming to do, right? Figure this is between on the time of Shad.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's showing a maramokim over here that the Ran explained the previous halacha based on Shad. As a matter of fact, that by nidui, it only really applies the time of Shad. Right. That's probably what Pegas doing, right? In Mitzrayim, this time is the time, right? Right. So it's not a new time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, do you have to say either or? I mean, there are obviously nafkaminas between the two. You could say it's both. They would be Busha and Chashad.
So I mean, the Ran brings from Yisham, it sounds like it's a machlokes, and that's why he's saying nafkaminas, right, between the two. You know, maybe you want to say maybe lahalocha, maybe you have to be chayish for both.
Okay.
Kenzan. Right, that maybe you could be ma'ayin in that for us, right, on that, see how it's brought lahalocha, this din over here, based on which time over here, if you see. Remember anything on this?
I learned a Rambam, and there was a Riva that argued on it. I'm just trying to remember which one it was. Oh, I think that was about Nolud. That was a Nolud thing. I don't know if it was Bifanov, the issue of Bifanov. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't remember what was said there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, there's a Rambam here, I guess, so I have to look up that Rambam.
Yeah. Okay, so if you get a chance to look at it, you can maybe inform us what you learned from there. So let's see, Zot Gemara, right? Gemara brings Nacha Pasik, Nacha Mokor Lechoyer to this halacha. The Pasik says, Gamba Melech Nuchanetzam Morar Asher Heshbiyai Beleikim. Tzidkiyahu was Moirid. He rebelled against Nuchanetzam concerning Oshvua that Nebuchadnezzar caused Tzidkiyahu to make, to be Mashbir Belekim. Mor tells us the story. Ashchei Tzidkiyahu Nebuchadnezzar have a ko'ochel an v'chayu. Tzidkiyahu apparently chanced upon Nebuchadnezzar when he was doing an embarrassing act. He was eating an v'chayu. I saw in the Mefarish has two ways of explaining that. Either it was raw or it was alive. Right, but Yimashiya, it was an act of low esteem. Omalei shtabli dloim maglis iloy leseipuk milsa. So he was concerned, and he told him, you know, please make a shvur. I'm actually not pleased. I mean, he was commanding him to make a shvur that it shouldn't get out. Ishtab, he made the shvur. Fine. L'soif have komitzdai tzidkiyo begufei itshla shvuase v'yomar. So the Gemara tells us that have a komitzdai tzidkiyo begufei. Now, if someone could explain to me exactly what this means, I don't understand this so well, but maybe someone could explain to me the psychology over here. But he was having a hard time holding it in. Right, and like the Ran tells us that it was mamash staring him. His avodas Hashem, you know, was being affected from this. You know, he had a need, a very need, an urge to be megalit. I don't hard for me to understand what that means. What you have an understanding of that? What that such a thing? A person, you know, couldn't keep the secret. What was the great urge?
Rashi says.
Oh, what does he say?
I mean, this is the way I understood Rashi.
Yeah.
Imagine you see, I'm not going to get political, but when you see some guy's like a mushkus and he becomes king, right? So, people are, you know, giving him covered or whatever it is, like, he's a threat to the Jewish people, right? So, you want to garner support against him to say, you know what kind of guy he is, you know what he did? So that's why I understood it as a Melechus Shemayim. It was like not just that it was interfering with his Seder Limud, but like how good for it. He was the king of Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to protect Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to let people know that who this guy is.
I mean, people didn't have a clear picture on who Nevuchadnezzar was. It wasn't as we look at him. Maybe people at the time didn't have that. Okay. What do you want to say, Shlomo?
I think that's similar.
What
Obama did?
I'm saying, I'm sure that the way Chazal speak about Obama 1,000 years from now won't be the way that many people view Obama today, maybe.
It might be true for others.
Okay.
Shkoyach for giving me a better insight on this.
I was reading that in Tirashi. Shiyuhu mevazna. So he wanted that other people should be mevazna Nebuchadnezzar.
He wanted
there to be a merit. I mean, it's just the word merit.
Merit? What do you mean?
When he broke his shvua,
right.
It says that the lash on the pasuk is marab.
Oh, merit.
A merit.
Right, he was trying to rebel.
Yeah, to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar.
Right, that would force an abdication, right? Is that what that means? Abdication is merit? Is that the same?
Abdication?
I don't know what's abdication.
Merit is rebellion.
Yeah, abdication right, so is when you withdrew.
When the king steps down.
Thank you.
Right, so in other words, he wanted to embarrass Nebuchadnezzar to force him to have to step down. Oh. Right? So in other words, he was being murdered. Right, so that's rebelling against the king. He's trying to dethrone him.
I thought the word merit was just the fact that he spoke badly against him. That's as a leader. You're saying he wanted to foment a larger revolt.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I doubt he was happy that Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the temple.
Well, that hadn't happened yet.
It hadn't happened yet?
I think so.
Oh, it was only...
He had taken away political independence and he was...
Oh. So he came twice?
Yeah, there were two Gaudias, right? Because of the Gemara...
Well, there was Gaudias Sancherer and Sancherer.
Gemara Megillah, right? It talks about, right?
Because the Cheshbon, the 70-year Gaudias, when did it start? It's like, what was the Ikka Gaudias? Was the Gaudias when, you know, Edsel was invaded by a foreign army and the king was... That's what people thought, right? For us, in hindsight, the Gauls was when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, not when the war was lost and the country was taken over by foreign invaders.
But I just didn't realize that. Okay, fine.
So the Gemara goes through different stages of the, you know, there's two different Gaudias. When they first they took the leaders and then they came back to us. In Yuchanya Melachuli, because the Gauls Shechanya and Gauls Tzidkiya.
But those were both Nebuchadnezzar, so.
Okay. So Zokti Gemara. So what happened over here? So according to this, it gives us a little bit better understanding. That means that Tzidkiyahu, at the time when he saw that, I mean, it was really beneficial for in general. That act should have been publicized, and he was sort of strapped down at the time, and having to make that nether. But according to this, that probably initially, it wasn't a simple thing for him to make the nether, because he held the right thing was to be mefarsimit. And Akoponim, so that's what this was, then I guess, he thought it over and he decided that it is so important to be mefarsim this for that game that, even if it requires a Hataras Nedarim, that's the right thing to do. So Zok to Gemara. Sholch v'ayis Sanhedrin. I'm trying to skip something. Itchvash was v'omar. Shomer Nebuchadnezzar kamavazin le. So he heard. Nebuchadnezzar heard that that people were being mevazeh him. Right now, this taka makes more sense, right? Because according to my original understanding, I think fine, you want to be mati, but tell people to keep it delayed. So according to what you're saying, adraba, that was the whole point. Right? That's what we wanted to have. Okay, very good. So akoponim, I see Sanhedrin. So Nuchanetzar brought to Sanhedrin Tzidkiyo, Omer Lohoin Chazisun, Mai Ko'ovet Tzidkiyo, Avochi Yishtaba Mishmad Yishmai, Dulei Maglina, that he said, well, what happened over here? You see what he did? He made a shvua, and he revealed it. Omer Lei, Itchle HaShvua also. So Tzidkiyo said that he was shoyl omer lemashlin hashvua so amri lei in. Yet there is such a concept of sheilu omer hu befonov afilu sheloi befonov. Somehow, Nuchanetzer was aware of this din. Right? I guess he did his homework beforehand. I don't know. And omer hu befonov afilu sheloi befonov amri lei. Bifonov. The halacha is in such a situation. Bifonov. Omar lohoin v'atun my avdison. My time loy amritun litzidkiyohu. Why didn't you tell him that you can't be mamater if it's not bifonov? Miyad yesh lo tzid muzken zikin basin. So the Gemara references at the pasuk in Eicha over here, which refers to, as the Gemara says, a reaction to this ma'isa yeshvul oretz yidmu bezikne basin. This came, which referring to the Sanhedrin, that yeshvul oretz yidmu, they were forced to sit on the ground quietly. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok sheshamtu b'kor mitachtehen. That seems to be, it looks like that they lost their position. Is that explain this? What is as if that they pulled their seat from under them. How does any Mephoshim explain this over here? And that's what the Pasuk seems to say. Yesh v'lo oretz, right? That's the idea, right? That they were demoted.
When the Sanhedrin sits in judgment, they're seated on chairs. Therefore, when the Nebuchadnezzar wished to indicate his displeasure with the Sanhedrin, he did so by casting them from their seats onto the floor.
According to this, it sounds like it was just a action rather than an official demotion. That's what that would sound like.
I didn't say. I heard somewhere that they got dragged through the streets.
Yeah,
by horses.
Right, he tied them to the tails of horses and dragged them through the streets.
On this mice here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That would seem a little more appropriate for something that Nuchanetzer would do rather than just a light reply like this. Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay.
And he ate a live rabbit.
I was going to challenge you, Michael, that you will be medayed from here that the Sanhedrin did something wrong, right? They got punished for it. The fact that Nebuchadnezzar Russia, caused them that's not right. It's not something that Hashem would like to punish them.
I hear you.
I see here they say what you
they just okay, yeah. Fine. Yeah, I wasn't saying it by myself alone.
Right, but who
says it?
So the Machloekes comes back to Machloekes whether if you did it Shloi Befonav, B'dieved is the Ned of Mutu or not.
The Ram talks about this later, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering that before because that would also answer the Rav Shal question is if there's anyhow an issue of not making chashad. So then, why did they have to do it? So if it's mevatel
zera,
then that would answer the question.
Okay, right, that's a good point. Okay. Well, let's get to that over here. And yeah, you're saying good.
Sorry, I missed that. So what did you say?
We're gonna get to the next point in the Ran. Let's hack a see the Ran. Okay, now let's see the Ran. So the Ran. The Ran continues. Veheicha dehavel b'fonov u'bal korchoy shel chaveri. Now the Ran starts talking now something which I don't think was mentioned before. A point. Veheicha dehavel b'fonov. So the Ran like this. That if the Hatorah is bifonov, right? So the person that he made the nether to was there. However, it's bal kocho shel chaver. That the person that the nether was made to is not in agreement with this backing out of the nether. Bal kocho shel chaver. Now, I would think that this is relevant to in the type of nether he spoke about, which is to the benefit of the other person. Right? If it's not to the benefit of the other person, you know, I don't see what his opinion on the matter should have any effect.
Isn't that exactly his point?
Well, the bakoch was going on the net, they're not on the Torah.
No, I don't think so. He's saying it can be bal korcho peshita medametzim v'neder sheino lahanaso shel chaveru. That's when it can be bal korcho
peshita medametzim v'neder sheino lahanaso shel chaveru. Okay,
if the neder was bal korcho, then obviously it was not lahanaso.
I think he's talking about the hatorah, right? He could have befonov. So befonov is lahan in the hatorah, right? No.
I don't know. Oh, the neder.
What do they say?
They're talking. He's talking about the nether.
Wow.
Oh, really?
The nether was in front of and balkocho to who? You can't get hana from me.
Right.
If he's saying you can't get hana from me, and now he's coming to be matur that nether. What are you
still talking about? That I'm not going to have enough from you, but it's against your will.
So I'm not. Or whatever. I'm not going to get hana from you, even though you're saying you want me to get hana from you, and therefore you can. Therefore what? What's the Ron saying in such a situation? Shel chavero peshita de matirin lo beneder she'enu lahanaso.
The neder doesn't benefit his friend. I'm sure you can be mad at it. Al beneder shehula na'osoi of the other guy, then vaday ein matirin lo elam midaito.
What does the hal kar kocha have to do with that, though? What's the bal kocha have to do with?
If the neder was not for your good and was against your will, then I don't need your consent to be mad at it.
Who is there? The debtor was not for my good and was against my will.
Yeah.
So what did he say? He said, I'm not going to get hana from you. So it's not for my good, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know for what. Maybe it is or maybe it isn't. Let's say that's not for my good.
Well, he doesn't say
and it's against my will.
Against your will, right.
Okay. I'm making that what's the rest of the run saying then?
So then, in that case, Pshita Dimitri Benedish in Rasa Shachavera. That I can do. I don't need your consent in order to matter it. He's getting into consent now, not bifono, right? He's moving into consent.
Okay. So if you did it balkorcho,
if the original neder was against your rotzen, then I don't need your consent to undo it. But if the original neder was for your benefit, then I need your consent to undo it.
Those are two different things. First you said it was balkorcho, and now you're saying it was for his good. So two different issues.
Correct.
So how's he comparing
I guess the assumption is that balkorcho is not lahana asai. We're assuming that balkorcho is the opposite of lahana asai.
I don't know why the Masifta is reading it that way. It seems very pashut to read it the other way. Can you see in the words that it's pashut to read it the other way?
So how do you explain the Hatorah?
Where when you're doing the in this case where you have to do the Hatorah in front of him,
Ubar korcho. You can do it, bal korcho shel chaveru, but you can do it against his will. You don't. You can do it. You do it in front of him, but you don't need his agreement. Peshita de matirin beneder shein ala anaso shel chaveru. When it's a neder that wasn't for that guy's good, you can be matir it against his will, even though you need to do it in front of him, right? Aval beneder shehu la anaso v'dai ein matirin lo ela midaito.
I think we're saying the same thing. At the end of the day, we're saying the same thing, right? The question is, does Hatara need consent of the subject of the neder, right?
Okay. When it's la nasa, you need his consent, and when it's not la nasa, you don't need his consent.
Right, we're saying the exact same
thing. Okay. If you have a different way to read it to get to the same thing, then I'm not fine. Okay. I maybe should.
Yeah.
If the Sifta was a Rishon, I guess I'd invest a lot of time in trying to figure out how they're reading it.
But right. It's just that first line when he says that the neder was made in front of him, Bal Korchai, that we would have thought from the Hemshich of the Ran, that it sounds like he's talking about the Hatorah. Because on the other side of things, he says, seems to be right, the issue of Midaita or Bakorchai.
Yeah.
Right?
Midaita means with his permission and with his knowledge.
If it's Befonov, it's his knowledge. So Midaita would mean his consent. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but let's hear what that taka means, and where does this come from? Right? This is a new halal. Till now, I was satisfied that it has to be fun of, and fine, you know, whatever the reasoning over here is, you know, you took care of Yichshad, you took care of the busha. Now, his consent or not, that's, you know, that didn't play a role over here. So where did this come from? Since when is there halacha that you have to, that you need that person's consent? And if you're getting his consent, so then like, where does this idea of busha here? I mean, you're doing the fun of in order to get his consent, right? I mean, if you get his consent someplace else, then...
The Ritva wants to, I think, ask a slightly different question. He says, if you get his consent, what do you need a Hatara for? Now, I think there's an answer to that question.
What would that mean?
He's really going on a different situation where you say, I don't know if this was an earlier Mishnah. The earlier Mishnah we had is a guy says, you know, you can't get Hana from me unless you give my son, you know, $1 million.
I mean, like a kilu kabalti kind of thing? Like,
right, and he says kilu kabalti. So he wants to say the same thing, let's say, by a neder by nitro, right, that he can be, you know, kilu, that he can be matur the neder himself by saying, even though it's not a kilu kibalti, like by nitro, it's not a kilu kibalti. It's not like, I'm going to say it like as if you didn't go down to Mitzrayim. He's going down to Mitzrayim. So I think that's maybe the answer to the Ritva, but the Ritva doesn't seem to see a chiluk there.
Yeah,
I think I actually,
really?
Uh-huh. Somewhere I wrote that. It was my Gemara at home. I made that comment that the Ritva seems to say this here. I mean, where's his lashon here? His lashon here is I'm not seeing it. Somewhere here, but I don't want to read it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a little point over here that the Ran starts talking about Midaitai, right? Which, you know, didn't seem like that was the point of the halacha till now. And the Ran tells us that a neder which is lahana also, it's poshut to the Ran, the ematir elu midaita. You need his consent. You need his consent. Right? That's what midaita.
When we first saw this Marbach Neskranashim, it was Pasha Shmois, right? And it bothered me that Rashi ala Parsha says, Vayoshav Yesachosnoi, Litom Menu Rishus. Right? If he's been matin neder, why does he need to ask permission? So maybe that's where the Ran's getting it from?
Say this again. Where is it? Litomim and Rashi Square. A Rashi in the Parsha.
Yeah, right. So went back to get permission. It's not another permission.
So they say, does Rashi bring the Shvuah at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rashi brings the Shvuah.
Right. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just asking Rashi's the question.
Rashi doesn't mention in Merhat Torah, I don't think, right? Rashi's mashmah, he made the shvuah, and that's why he was being getting shus, because he made the shvuah for him. So it would sound like over there, which Taka, now we think about it, it's Taka not so simple. How to understand that? How could someone who made a shvuah, you know, pardoning you from the shvuah? Does that really work? Does that really work?
And right. So there are three possibilities. Maybe Rashi's learning that you need him to pardon you and you don't need Hataras and Darim. One is that you need Hataras and Darim and you don't need him to pardon you, or you need both.
Right. This is nice. Right. See, Yehuda's telling us that if you need both, that's what this Ran is saying, right?
Right.
Right. You know, you have the Gemara, but on top of that, you have, you know, this is a Quran. It was Anosa, you know, so you need it. What do you have there?
Yeah. Morale says, doesn't is against what I just said. I mean, he asked that question. No, he asked my question on Rashi. Why did he need to take Rishos? Why ask Rishos? It was Mataneda, and he said that Moshe made two different statements. One was he said to Yisrael, I won't leave Midian without your Rishos. So for that, he needed Rishos. He made a neder that he won't go back to Mitzrayim because his life is in danger. Two different things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the Hatos neder was on going back to Mitzrayim. Went back to Yisrael to ask permission to leave Midian. Because that he needed Rishos for. He didn't need to do Hatos Norm, but he should ask permission.
That's
what Maral says.
Okay. It's just,
Maral.
That's like a Pirush on the Rashi. Right?
Oh.
That's the...
Right.
I think that's probably... It's probably, you know, in the... Gurari? We're in the Maral. They tell you where the Maral was?
Yeah,
the Gurai is the Pirush on Rashi. Just me, Ma'ir is something according to that you have to just work out a little bit. See, if he's making it to two different things, and the shul is not to go back to Mitzrayim, so that really doesn't... Does that really affect Yisrael? Right? No, it sounds like two things. To stay with Yisrael and then not go back to Mitzrayim. So,
because he's married to his daughter, so he doesn't want his daughter to be an aguna.
I mean, it's a whole problem then how's the Maharal learning our Gemara?
Why?
Because then it's just two separate things, and one has nothing to do with the other. You know, how are we learning Ein Matir and Lo Ela Bafanov from Yisro when it was two different things?
If you made the Shavuot to Yisro, they won't go back to Mitzrayim.
And that
was the Tova.
And that you know, okay, so that has to be Bafanov, but without his permission. And then the separate thing is what he needed his permission.
Right.
Okay. I hear.
Now, we're just going to get this over here. And what were you saying? That Shavuah, not to go back to Mitzrayim, was the Tovas Yisroi, because that was understood going back alone, leaving his wife?
In either event, it would be bad for his wife. Either her husband goes without her, or he takes her back into danger.
It's a little interesting that she would think that she'd be in danger. Didn't Yisro have another daughter in Eretz in Mitzrayim?
No, she would be in danger as Moshe's wife.
Oh, okay, fine.
But I didn't know they had a daughter in Mitzrayim.
Pinchas was descended from one of Yisro's daughters.
Okay.
So she was married to Eleazar or to Eleazar's mother. Somewhere.
Right. It must have been before this story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna think of the chronology there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Oh, let's see. Let's see if we just get in this rest of this run over here. Mm-hmm. Now, look the Zokta Ran.
Does the Rav have an answer? Because I was trying to answer from the Rashi, but according to my Rav, we don't have an answer. So where does the Ran get it from? But there has to be consent. Where does it come from?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where that. I mean, the Arvi Shainim, the Rati Rosh brings that's what this halacha is. That's the Bafanov, right? The Rosh brings from the Yireim, that's what Bozim emits, that the Din Bafanov means Ledaitai, right? But the Ran is not translating like that, so then like it means both, like, you know, right, you know. that way, he didn't mention that before. Now we'll see in a moment again about these two lishonis. Now he brings this v'chein kasev Rabbeinu Tamzal, right? Maybe keep my eye over there where that would be. Maybe in the Sefer Yosher. V'chein kasev Rabbeinu Tam mihu. Now he's opening a new shaila, right? Now again, he's talking the nusach of daitai over here. Right? Now, so the topic of this part of the Ra now is like this. And before, you know, we discussed it, how he attaches it to the daitai. But what he's saying over here is that till now we've been discussing possibly whether it's permitted to do it or not. Now, the question always is that, you know, even though something maybe is not permitted, but it doesn't mean that mechanically it's not going to work, right? So fine, you shouldn't have done it, right? Like they say, you know, I can make a shechita on Shabbos and Kippur, it works, right? You know, definitely we're not allowed to do it, right? I'm schayv b'nafshei, but it'll still work, right? It's a Mishnah like that, right? Right. However, you will learn that Mishnah, whatever guidelines it has. But right, but after Mishnah is chayv v'nafshei, it's shechita sukshera, right? Mishnah in chul, right? Akopon.
According to what he said about sheker, then the attack wouldn't work because
that what?
If you go the pshat and the pusho is because you're scared the guy might lie, then that would be the reason why shleiv v'fana would not be valid at all.
No, not specifically.
Why?
They made the gzera that you shouldn't lie, but you could still not lie and do it.
No, but you have to be concerned that he's lying, like person Machbed Maka in the Sham Yafer.
You're saying even though Taka Doraisa, he had a good reason, and it would have been Mutter Doraisa, but just because the guy's not there, the Chachamim were Mavatol, that Heter. The Rabbanin, that would have been good if he was there.
No, if you take a step further, the Hatorah needs the Chacham, right? The Chacham is not going to give you the Hatorah because he can't rely on your integrity.
Oh,
it's not fun enough. He's not going to give the Hatorah.
Okay.
But
now we're saying
if he did. If he did it work, right?
Yeah.
Right? If he did it work? But I mean, there's still what, Taka, to use what you're saying. If Chazal were Chayesh, that maybe he's lying. So then, even though the Chacham issued it, right? It could be that you know it's in question.
But not all cases. Shalom Afanav, you know, some could be clear that it's not a lie. Mm-hmm. They made the gzera that you shouldn't, you know, that you shouldn't lie. But you could still have a case right. Where it's clear that it's not
mm-hmm.
a lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So Akoponim, this is what the Ran is clearing. Now it's interesting that the Ran talks it in the midaitoi concept, right? That because the ikushal, and you see in the Hemshcha Dvarim, he really doesn't mean to talk about specifically midaitoi. He's really talking about the whole Gemara because he's bringing rice, you know, from the Hemshcha Sugya over here, right? So I don't know why the focus suddenly became midaitoi. This is a general shaila, the aloha that it says in this Gemara that ein sholem ela b'fonov. You want to know is that a din lechatchila? It's also to do it. Or it's halach even b'diyeved that if you do it, it doesn't work. Now, why might it not work? Or what is the cause of it not working? This will, like we started maybe touching on a little bit now. You know, is there something intrinsic over here that is going to cause that it can't work? And if that's so, then you know it'll be maybe a deraisa dikadin, right? If that's what it is, right? But if there's really nothing intrinsic over here, that means that we're really clearing over here, right? Whether like you know Chazal did something over here, right? Like it's such a halach, such a power, right? Do we have Maran Kaimus on this that Chazal could be mafkia a hatorah. Such a thing? Did we have such a thing like that before? I mean, we know in other situations Chazal Taka have a power. Sorry for in Momenis, but machlim, and Mr. Shalom Rishonim in exactly which gemara should find Mar Mekayim is, but Chazal maybe were mafkia mitzvahs, kim ha mitzvahs, right, according to some Rishonim, lacha chatzois, by sukkah, right, like kiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, some Rishonim learn that because of the Gzeir Rabbanon, right, you know, of Rosh Rubai over there, right. Right, it's machlokes mishen. You know what these muras mean.
That's because Chazal have the koyach to define the mitzvah deraisa. They don't have the koyach to change your action.
But over there, that's not defining the mitzvah. No, it's a gzeir, shem yimoshech, really. Let's say in that scenario, or else like krishma lacha chatzos is also it's they're not defining, right? Ma'ase, I mean, the mitzvah is till chesal, is the shachar, or whatever it is, you know, right. But because of Chazal's concern, right?
Lukiyamto or Lukiyamto, the way we want.
You're taking it right. That's the Machias Rishayim, right? Not, that's the Hadalim Shatling Mor, exactly like you're saying. Right? I think it's the Shayim, right? What it means, right? Exactly, right? But I believe that there are some Rishayim who tackle learn the Lukiyamto because of a Hafko.
What's the other tzar?
Kitiknon. Like, you didn't kind of properly, you know, it's with our
Peter, the way we want
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Right. So we just give you maybe possible examples that Chazal do have the power, right, to be mafkia kim. Right? They we know that then they could stop you from doing something shaval taisa, but that doesn't require a veto power, right?
No, there's such the Gemara is all over the place about. By Hefka Bez Mefka, my mom is going to do it. By Kedushin, only because it's done, Al Das, Kedas Mesh Vizor. All those Gemara's imply that without those kurtos or conditions, they don't have the kurt to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We could understand that they made it, that it's a Neded Rabbanan. In other words, okay, it's a Midaraisa, it's Mafgiyah. But Chazal would have the ability to place an Iser on you that you have to treat it like it's a nether.
So that this is like another tzad, that what that avare it works on the deraisadical level, let's say, but there's the nether is kayam. Like midrabonon and it's mitam nether like that creating like a nether like how would you define this iser over here?
So it's iser nether. It's haven't we had the darim midrabonon?
We just had recently, right? That you know, with Pitzor Sheila, right? Over there in the Akimora, right? By Yoim and this, right?
Right, we said, I remember we had one time where we said that it makes a difference if it's the rice or the Rabbanan, how much of a, you know, how much of a Pesach, or how, I forgot the
right,
exact
right, right. That was just, that was that example that we spoke about over there, right? When you know, that case over there, when he made it, you know, the nether, which is only, you know, till the end of the day.
Right,
and
right.
And Chazal said, oh, yeah, you have to keep it there. So that's what we discussed the attack at the time. What kind of issue this is? Is it you know? Is there attack a real nether over here or not? So, you know, maybe do say like you know the Shalzino, you know, because you're making Hatorah. It's a lighter Hatorah, but you're making Hatorah. You know, like you know, it's not a nether. And like, what are you doing here? But that okay. So that's another possibility, right? That's another possibility. That definitely midaraisa it works. And this step of the Eved, it's no good, will be midrabonim because Chazal, since they didn't want you to do it, so they instituted a nether drabonim over here. Right? And okay, maybe that's also a possibility, such a thing like that. Yehuda, I just want to just that look in that Gemara, right? Because the Gemara over there says Hotenach the Kodesh Bekasba because Rabbi Michael Meimar,
right?
No. The Gemara.
Asur Abbas Abizinus. How did they do that? Only because Kodesh Bekasba.
Oh yeah.
Maybe right.
Yeah. Maybe is that what the Gemara says over there? Yeah. Could be. That's what it. What it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe right. Maybe you're right, that's what it is. Okay. Okay, so coming back. Come back over here. Okay, so this is what the Ran's Din over here is. And he's, like we're saying, he's really clearing on the Ikar Halacha of Bifanov. And he wants to know that whether B'diyeved it works or not. Is this just an Isser L'chatchila, like Michael was Ma'or, like who's the Isser on over here, right? Is the Noider, the Chacham. And the second side in the Ran is that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You don't have any heter. And we just Taka spoke maybe to Tzadim on what level. On what level is there a neder left over here? On the Raisadika level or on the maybe just the Rabbonadika din? So let's see he brings a Rai. Let's see the Rai that he brings. Zok the Ran like this. Right, it's Torch. Ian, right, Daf Ma'ayin Zayim Daf bringing a Rai. Brings a raya. First raya, interesting. That like the first raya, he brings a you know a out of Masech the raya. Zok the Ran brings a raya like this. The Perach Hashalech Mashm the Yevet Huter Haneder. The Armin and Hossam Gab Hiskram Bliel Shetainer Ders the Yisoyimim. I think we saw this in the past. Subis, this halacha over here. Let's just remind ourselves a little bit what this halacha over here is. Is that when an isha is collecting her ksuba from Yisoyimim, the halacha is that she has to make sure that she was not paid up. He wasn't itvus a chori, which means that he set her aside money for the ksuba who's paid mechayim. So she has to make a shvua. The Gemara tells us over there that was not working. Shvua was not working. She was being murder heter to make the shvua, and they stopped doing that. And Shannon, she wasn't able to collect. Is Hiskan Ramliel Shteinai Derth Yisoyimim? So Ramliel was misakin that. He had an eitz over here. What we'll do over here is neder. We'll make a neder. Dahainu that she'll say that she didn't accept any payment, and if she did, then she'll ask it on herself. V'chveiz kol perish aboilum. Now that was apparently supposed to be more effective. That addresses her murder heter. Zok the Gemara loishan ve'elosh le'nisis. Zok the Gemara that this only helps if she hadn't yet have remarried at the time that they want her to make this neder. But if she already had remarried, it's not going to work because her husband could be mefer. Nothing Gemara asks that oy bazoi. So then even if she's not married, uparchin v'leichus dilma oz legabe chochem v'shorilo. Zot the Gemara that we should have the same concern, even if she's not married, right? That it's not going to work because she'll remove the nether. You know, the same. Then there's two ways of removing nether: either hafara or hatara. That was the Gemara's kasha. It's important that the Gemara over there that it's totally on whether you have to be mefarat the nether or not. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Right. That in the Chanami, right? The Gemara was assuming that you don't have to be mefarat in it, therefore she'll get it past the Chochem. And I think Gemara says that no, that this Tana holds that you have to be mefarat in it, so it won't get past the Chochem. The Chochem will find out, you know, mativa of this nether, and he won't be matter. Is zokt around like this? And if the halacha of our sugya that bifonov is ma'akev ki ozel gabechocha may have a what's it going to help the ha neder almono lanos yisoyimimu zok the Ran that this neder goes into the din of our gemara and so if you hold that b'diyeved it doesn't work, then what's the Moris Kasha? That's what he seems to be saying. So you see from that Gemara, now the Ran brings into the equation over here the fact that the neder is lanos chaveri. Now, I mean, the Iker Shaila really is whatever you hold the sugi is talking about, right? So if you hold the sugi is mishum chshad, and therefore it's not dependent on lanos chaveri, so you know you'll have the Shaila over there. So I think what the Ran is just the arichus in the Ran is that he wants to show us that even if you'll tell me that the whole sugi is only relevant to a neder which is hanoas chavera, and therefore you might question if you want to bring a raya, you got to bring me raya from something which is subject to the din of the halacha. So that the Ran, that's why he's being marach, and he's saying that that definitely was the hanoas. So therefore, that's a valid raya according to either tzad of what the reasoning is, right? And don't tell me that you know, neder doesn't asuya doesn't talk, you know, to such a neder. So now let's hear, right? And this is what so what does that mean? So let's hear again. So she's making the neder is really backing her taina. She's saying that I did not accept payment. If I did accept payment, then it should be nesser on me, kol peir shabayim, right? So the hanos hayisayim in me is the fact that nether is backing her taina, right? You know, and she's verifying the fact that she didn't accept payment, right? That's what this means over here. That's the purpose of this. It's verifying the fact that in taking care of a chash, which that chash would help them keep the money, right? And so that's what the purpose of this of nether is. Right? That's what we mean when we say it's lahanoas hayisaimim. So Sokta Gemara, this is a raya that it works. Now the truth of the matter is, let's hear that again, right? Let's hear that again.
I mean, why is she coming to be mad to the neder?
Because
she said it. She's saying, I say I didn't get from him, and if I got from him, then peiros olam or usher on me.
Right.
Well, if she didn't get, then. She doesn't need to be matter the netter.
No, she did, right? That's the concern, right? I think that's the kernel of her here.
So the whole point that she... So now, once she comes to be matter the netter, now we know that she definitely... What she said was sheker. So whatever the repercussions of that should be, shouldn't she now have those repercussions?
What repercussions?
I don't know. I mean, she was getting something based on her saying, I never... She was getting a ksuba
she was
based
collecting,
on saying... based on saying I didn't get my ksuba.
Right, so we're not going to know about this, right? Words, she's going to she is going to in Beis Din. She's going to make this nether. She's going to say in Beis Din, I did not collect, and if I did, fine. I'm asking myself kol perish ba'olam. Right now, in truth of the matter is that she taka did accept payment. Right.
And then she's going to go to a different Beis Din.
She's going to go to a chochum, you know, to her, right? Okay.
Say, I asked her to call her peiros olam on myself, and I want to now be mater neder.
Right.
And she doesn't
right.
say why
she's
she did it.
She's not going to tell you why she did it. Right, right. Okay. Right. Exactly. Right? Right? So basically, you know, it's a trick what she's doing, right? You know, in front of that Beis Din, she'll make the nether, and then she'll turn around, and then the, right? And she'll take off the nether, right? Mm-hmm. Right, so the toikif, the power that the neder is supposed to have on her taina over here, is has no power anymore. Right, she'll take it right off. So now Zokteran, if the halacha is that it really doesn't help because it's shloi b'fonav, so what's she gaining? So this raya apparently is assuming that she knows the halacha, right? Right, and that's what Ran really later is ma'ur on this, right? Right, because if she's not aware of the halacha, so you know maybe taka didn't work. But you know who's if you don't know that it didn't work, then doesn't have any bearing.
Right? They both didn't work.
Well,
the hatara didn't work, and the purpose of the neder didn't work.
Right. So l'chayra, this is assuming that that she knows. And therefore, the basis of the Gemara's kasha is that she has an eitzah, right? She can go to the chacham, not tell the chacham, you know, what the situation of the nether is, and she'll get a heter. So the Ran, well, if it doesn't work, then she's not getting the heter, right? It's not gonna help her. I mean, the chacham might tell her, but it's shloi b'fanov. It's shloi b'fanov. Yeah.
Well, what's her heter? What's he gonna be mad to her? The reason she made the neder was in order to get her ksuba. So what's she going to say? If I had known what, I wouldn't have made the neder?
No, because she's not telling him that, right? You know, his memory, she's not...
No, he doesn't know, but he's saying, okay, fine, why should I be mad to your neder?
What's she saying? I can handle it. Anyone who asks his parents, you're fine.
I have charata, because I see that I can't do it.
Okay? Yeah, whatever.
Fine.
Zok Duran. Yeah, Hochinami, Zokteran, Hochinami, Midishorle, right? He's saying, and here also, really, in our Sugya also, Midishorle, Sanhedrin, Sidkiyo, the Sanhedrin matter, the Yafil, but the Evid, any mutter, Hechi have a Shori Lelit, Sidkiyo, the Glui Milsum. If it doesn't work, so, you know, even if you got the Sanhedrin to be matter, but Sefko Sef, it doesn't work. Mashma, the Evid Shori. V'chitema zok deran akati kashay nihi the diyevid shor lechatchil miu oser v'hechi shor lisan hedrin tzidkiyo zok deran. But the truth is that, I mean, there, regardless, is a question. What's takapshat over here? How did he get them to be matir? Or maybe even he himself, right? What was his justification to be matirit? Ikol meimar diladvar mitzvah matirin. The Ledvar mitzvah matirin. Vid Sidkiyo have a mitzvah, Yoysek Shloi Ho Yocho Legalis, Umis Batla de Kachm Lech Shemayim. Zok the Gemara. And I said, that's again, the Ran is focusing on the heter aspect, right? Because he's going that it works. Maisa b'dievet, it works. The question just is that if it's also to do so, how were they able to be matter for him? What was their basis of going through to issue a heter on something which is also to get heter? So Anatma says, well, if that's what the issue is, then we have an answer to that. Because l'dvar mitzvah matirin, this whole halacha that you have over here, if it's a dvar mitzvah, then the halacha doesn't apply for dvar mitzvah. So let's just hear that. If the reasoning is because of chshad, if it's a dvar mitzvah, we're not chayish for the chshad. Not chayish for chshad. Dvar mitzvah. There's a shikul over here, right? There seems to be we're you know, had to weigh the two things, right? There's a dvar mitzvah. That's an important factor. Chshad, there's a concern of chshad. Chazal na chayish for the chshad b'mokim that there's a dvar mitzvah. Who had in the other time that because of levay shoy, right? The svar of levay shoy. Let's say according to the Rishonim, right? The issue is to be chayish that maybe something is not valid over here. We want to. Set up a situation which will force that it'll definitely be a valid heter. So over there also could be the chesed. It's not necessarily a real valid suffix. Chazal were concerned with such a thing. Right? B'mokim that there's a dvar mitzvah that needs to be done. We won't be chayish for that possible problem. That could be soivu. According to both time and why a dvar mitzvah, it will be mutter. It said, "Yo, Zok the Ran," and this was a Dvar Mitzvah. And the Ran explains, right? The Ran seems to be saying that it was being Nizbatel Mimlech Shemayim. So that was a basis of the Heter. That's what the Ran is mashed. Sounds like his personal Mimlech Shemayim. That was the mashim from the Ran, right? According to the way we understood Bechlau, what was happening over here, right? That's what you were saying, maybe, you know, you could have understood maybe a more general thing, right? Okay. Zok Teran, V'gam mitzvah ha-melech she-mitzava aleim ha-tirei mitzvah aleim l'kayim. Now, this that the Ran's saying over here, Ran mentions another point. And this L'chari just talks to the Sanhedrin, that the mitzvah was, that the melech was mitzava to them, so that's also a dvar mitzvah over here. A dvar mitzvah. Now this, as a reasoning by itself, is a little hard to understand. Like if he was doing something wrong, so it's hard to understand that they should be mitzvah. They would consider listening to him as a mitzvah if he's doing something wrong, right? So as a separate reasoning, this wouldn't be sufficient. First of all, he didn't take care of Tzidkiyahu himself. And even mitzvah the Sanhedrin, it would be a little difficult to rechen zoch that with a mitzvah, listen to the melech, if the melech is telling you something that he's really not allowed to tell you. So this piece in the Ran, I would say, is like a hosofa onto the first thing that he said, rather than like an inami, a separate reasoning.
So that's it's not a mitzvah if he's telling you to do an avera.
I think so.
Like the Rav Tamid, that kind of stuff?
Is it even based on the? I mean, different Rav Talmud. I guess. I mean, the same idea. Like you know, by of v'imoy, right. You're not allowed to listen to them, right? Covered amokim, right? So there's no message there, right? To listen.
But what are we talking about that the melech is being mitzava them?
This din of tumat shlei b'fonov. The halacha is a inali matzah b'fonov, right? So the Ran in this point is explaining that, well, now that he commanded them to be matarists, now they have a mitzvah to listen to the melech. That's the Ran saying, right?
The melech commanded.
Melech commanded them to
melech
be matarists.
Tzidkiyahu.
Oh, okay.
Not Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, okay.
Right. So the Ran saying that mitzvah Sanhedrin, there's a mitzvah. You know, the Ran says that b'mokum a mitzvah, Chazal didn't give this iser over here, and the Ran says that the mitzvah over here is that now that Tzidkiyahu commanded the Sanhedrin to be matir for him, so that's their mitzvah, and therefore the iser doesn't apply. So we were just thinking through over here that if this was a reasoning by itself, we were wondering that, you know, how that would work. Right, mm-hmm. First of all, you know, there's two camps that you have to imat. You have to imat the mitzad Tzidkiyahu himself, right? And that doesn't help him. And even them, if what he was doing was something wrong, if he savaged them to do something which is osur, so then there's no mitzvah lishmoya l'choyre, right?
Is this one of the tag mitzvahs? I'm total ignorance. There's a mitzvah to listen to the king? It's one of the tag mitzvahs? It's Shiraitza? Because if the Ematir Shri Bafanav is a Gezerah Dabbanan, would the Raisa of listening to the king override the Gezerah? In which case, the rank could be given this as a standalone. That's what happened.
I mean, is that. I would think that would all be included. In other words, Ali B'damis, let's say, like, you know, an Issa Drabonon, is that also true? Let's say even a Kibra V'Aim,
right?
You know, an Issa Drabonon, I didn't think that there was a difference in that. Right? I mean, today, that is, you know, Lo Yisosur, that's the, you know, the Rosson of Rebbeinu Shlom is, you know, okay, on the Drabonon, so then, you know, anything which is going against the Ross and Hatayra on whatever level it is, there's no Kibra V'Aim on that. That's what I would think. Okay, makes sense, right?
It seems like there's also an Afkamina, meaning he started off by saying that this is going in the Shita of that you need Midaito. is midaito only a durabanan or no? You made the netter to him latavaso, tovaso, and you need therefore even daraisa. You need his haskama to get out of it in that shita. Oh, but now we're asking we're saying it's only ladchila, meaning daraisa ladchila. You need his skama, but derabanan, but he have it at work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little difficult, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I be off the record?
Yeah.
Does it make a difference that he was a goy, not a yid?
The Ritva mentions that, yes.
in what context?
I'm wondering if like maybe it's not coming between Cheshad versus Spusha. I don't know. But
what are you thinking?
Like if you're Mazik a goy versus Mazik, you know, Mazik a yid, it's different dinner. So maybe the fact that it was Nochnes was a goy, maybe he didn't have the same obligation to do a midato. I'm not making susha from the zaken. I don't know what the svar of chalik might be, but it depends really why it needs to be midato.
What's that? But I mean, isn't the whole Gemara coming from this ma'ase with Tzikiyo? So it's definitely right. So you don't mean to say that it doesn't apply at all, right?
I mean, the Ritva says, listen, Chia Marina and Ein Matirin Lo Eila Befanov, Hanimili Nishba the Yisrael, Hal Nishba La Akum Matirin, Eila B'mokam Chilo Hashem Kagon Yitro V'Nebuchadnezzar L'fichach Chashvu Lehem L'Takala. That Meikar Adin, they really didn't need Befanov because it was a goy. But because of the Chilo Hashem, it was a problem. And that's why they were, I think that he holds, that's why they were punished. Because of the Chilul Hashem,
so both of
which
them
could be worse.
Both of these sources are not actually a source for our din. They're a source for Chilul Hashem.
It's a problem. Right. So then you'd say it's only it's stronger to say it's only Durabanan. They saw from this that if you need Bafana because of Chilul Hashem, I don't know.
No, but
it's
not
the
one. That's Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is Duraisa. I'm saying we flip the whole thing around. We don't have Makor.
If we don't have a core for Amatar and Lobifon of Mi'ikar Adin, because all of these have to do with a goy, and it was really just from Chilul Hashem anyway.
Right. Unless the Chilul Hashem is only created because by a yid you have that same din, therefore by a goy you have a Chilul Hashem out
there.
Okay. Yeah. So you have to know how one comes from the next, right? Once you do that, it makes things a little more complicated.
Okay. Shir is meeting in 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's talking very late. Okay. We have to just land over here. Okay.
I'll listen to the end when you land.
Yeah.
Okay. Next week.
What's next week? I think so.
Yeshiva doesn't really. They only give you 4 days. Are you away?
I have to take my son away.
Yeah.
So we'll record it.
Thank you.
I definitely do what you have to do.
You get more ground covered.
What?
You'll cover more ground.
It'll be a 10-minute cheer.
Okay, so let's just talk about Firas over here. Okay, so the Ran over here is bringing the Ikar Nidin. The Ran over here is Bidyevid, whether it works. The Ran brings Rais that Bidyevid, it works. Let's just speak through this for a second. The Ran was ma'orer that granted that it works, but what was the heter in the first place? Because it's definitely osir, so what was there? So he explains, basically based on the fact that this isser doesn't apply b'mokum mitzvah. The dvar mitzvah matirin. Right, that would give us taka the feeling like we're really talking that nusach, that this is maybe a dindra bonon. Definitely the way he's going right now, but if the evidence works, so there's nothing really intrinsically missing over here, so then it would seem to be that this is definitely a dindra bonon. din d'rabbanon l'chora, and therefore b'moka mitzvah layosru. That would be l'chora the understanding. Now, but I just want to point out something just to think about over here is like this, that the Ran just told us that the Isser over here was not applicable, right? That's the Ran. That's what the Ran said. Now we were schmoozing before that the basis of why the Eved it doesn't work. Right, I think we discussed two possibilities. Something intrinsic, right? Or maybe that it was a din drabonon, right? Which made that it doesn't work. Now, if it's a din drabonon which doesn't work, so probably it would be because it's also and Chazal don't want you to do it, right? So once the Ran explains why it was mutter to do, so then the raya that he brought that b'dieved it works should fall off from this case, right? If that's the cheshbon, right? Because there should be a dependency between the iser and not working, right? Hmm. Right? It doesn't sound like from the Ran that things changed, you know, as a result of that, right? Yeah. So it will be mashma from the Ran that his issue of not working was really something intrinsically, right? And if it was something intrinsically not working, it's the fact that it's mutter or not mutter, you know, it's not going to change things, right? Okay, that was just a horror in that, okay? Okay, but we really have to end over here. We'll just mention over here, brings the Achim Omrush in El Rayas, brings from Aravid, that are madcha these Rayas, and this Shita holds that itaka does not work b'diyevid. Achem omru she'en elu rayis d'lo'el mafil d'yevid enim mutter. Right? Enim mutter means there's no, the het is not chal. Shoyak kosav tzevech b'tzikyo ma'anisha b'dover k'dersiv. Right? The posik seems to say that definitely something over here was done wrong. He was punished. Ashehishbiyoy. See what he seems to understand over here is that maybe you could dock a down on this. That, and what do you see from the pasuk? I mean, he did something wrong. Maybe he, you know, it was the lechatchila. It would sound like from over here that pasuk tzevech, whatever you know, the rabbi sees over here, that it sounds like that the issur was an issur neder. Right?
I'm just reading the end of the pasuk. V'gam b'melach nufchanesam marad asher hishpiyu b'rikim v'yekesh es opoi v'yamitz v'ovim mishuv el Hashem el kei Yisrael.
What's that? What does the end of the pasuk say?
He, I assume, I don't know, kumim nufchanesam or sukkir, something to go, right? V'yekesh es opoi, it was an action, right? V'yamitz v'ovim, he's turning it up, mishuv el Hashem el kei Yisrael, from returning to Hashem.
So that would sound like that there's...
That he did something wrong. He did an Aveira.
Definitely did an Aveira. And the Aveira was an Isser Neder.
Could be.
Right?
Could be.
Right? Right?
And then they said, the Gam. He was married in a Mechaneza, and it was an Aveira to Hashem.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm just pointing out is, over here, because even if the evidence works, but it's also to do. So, yeah. Right?
Right.
So, yeah. So that... right, unless that maybe the rabbi agrees to what the Ran said before, that mitzad the issue itself, he really could have had a terim, right? So must be that there's something more intrinsic over here that the terim from mitzvah are not going to help you, right? So that lends us to say that must be that didn't work, right? Akoponim. Okay, but it's very 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 late now. All right, so we have to let the oven go. But Akoponim, right, the Ram brings another sheet over here. So this is Machlok Taklinshen, whether it works Bechlal, and Ebezoi, so, you know, even B'diyevit, it's done, whether the Nether is B'mekayim Yomit. Okay.
The Rav said that the thing about the Mitzvah Shemad of Melech, it's like a Hisafa, right?
Yeah, right.
So in Tosfos, as a slightly philosophy, it says, V'oidish Loma. Would that make it like an independent thing?
That's a mashmois. That's mashmois in Tais. You just have to see again in it. I was really saying it. Cover the cheshbon. So I would try to say in Tais also like that. But let me look at it again. See whether the lishonos are soil there. Okay.